Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course, fortunately, we have Shelley Kelsnitsky. I'm going to let him correct. We didn't get the pronunciation exactly right, but we're going to be talking about damage from cell phones. Shelley publishes a newsletter dealing with the cell phone damage, and people have to understand that these things are potentially very, very dangerous. So if you're sitting out there in the listening audience, I hope you'll be listening. I've known for some time that there is damage from cell phones. Basically, up at the University of Washington, they've done studies on this to show that these cell phones produce DNA damage and potentially could produce cancer. And the University of Washington was actually threatened if they dared to put this material out. Well, they not only published it, but they put it in their alumni bulletin, and I actually have a copy of that publication. They know that they are fomenting brain cancers and all sorts of other diseases with cell phones. But somebody who knows a lot more about it than I do, Shelley, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Why don't you tell us how you got involved in this and then start telling our listeners and warning them against the use of cell phones, and what about, of course, these sets where, you, of course, you don't have the cell phone right up next to your head, where you've got just something, one of these hands-off units. Are they safe? You pick up the story.
Okay, well, let me go back. I was watching ABC 2020 in the fall of 99, and they did a segment on cell phone dangers, and they showed testing from Europe that indicated the potential health risk. The cell lobbyists denied there was a problem, and they're still denying it today. It tweaked my interest. I did not own a cell phone or nothing about it. So I went online and I started researching studies going back 15 years, and they were positive, negative, inconclusive. Then I looked up radiation protection products, and I had companies send me a dozen shields. And I looked at them all, and I had them studied, and none of them, they're all phonies. I call them phone decorations. They had no valid testing from any recognized lab. Well, by pure luck, I found material in Asia that claimed to block radiation. I had them send me a large piece, and I tested it through a universal testing method, and the material blocked 99% of the radiation from penetrating the material. The material is patented, and it was originally used to protect workers working in radioactive environments for their clothing. So in January of 2000, I got the material, and I created a product called the Wave Shield, Wave Shield 1000. It's a silver shield about the size of a penny. Now, just so our listeners understand, when a call comes in, it comes in off the antenna. Half the radiation goes back into space, and the rest forms around the side of the head, where you hold the phone against your ear, and runs through the body of the phone. The Wave Shield does not block that radiation. What we are blocking is the radiation that comes through the holes, the slit, the square, that you listen through when you place the phone directly against your ear, because the ear is the highest absorption rate of radiation in the body, and most of the reports of tumors and health problems have been directly behind the ear, not on the chin and forehead. So my focus in testing at a U.S. government-approved lab was on the radiation going into the ear, and our Wave Shield 1000, it's called, blocked up to 97% of that radiation going into your ear. Then,
tell us about the harm. What scientific evidence is there that it's harmful? After all, we've got radio waves around us all the time.
Well, what I did a few years ago, I created a website called the Cell Phone Radiation News Bureau, CPRnews.com. So if you go to CPRnews.com, go on the bottom bar, click on World News. I have posted over 150 studies on cell phone dangers. None are from the U.S. It's big business. Okay? So I do radio talk shows. I talk to health groups. And the evidence is mounting. And I'm getting 15, 20 reports of tumors a week now just talking to people. And the forecast by 2015 is we'll have up to 500,000 tumors a year from cell phones. And
now, are these going to be brain tumors? What?
They're going to be tumors. There's three different types of tumors. And by the way, when Senator Ted Kennedy was reported with cancer on the left side of his head, my first question was, did he put the cell phone and cordless phone there? As it turns out, Ted Kennedy, and this was in Newsmax and on New York Times, Ted Kennedy's diagnosis of a brain tumor is called a glioma, and it's a type critics have associated for years with the use of cell phones. There's three different types of tumors, and the most common one is an acoustic neuroma. You won't die, but it's a growth behind the ear, and in a lot of cases, the growth causes other damage of function. So there's just more and more evidence coming out. As I said, I've been doing this for 8.5 years, and the studies indicate the potential health risk. And at the greatest risk are children, because their brain tissue is still developing, so the radiation goes deeper into their thin skulls, and they live on the phones talking to their friends and neighbors. Okay?
Right.
Now, in Britain, they've spent over $15 million on cell phone safety research. They will not allow anyone under 9 years of age to use a cell phone. Not so in this country. You see the ads, little 5- and 6-year-olds, be in touch with mommy, right? It's big business. The cell phone's a very important product, a very useful product for emergencies to stay in touch with people, but people tend to overuse it. They're addicted to it.
You see them walking around in their hand,
looking for a call, waiting for a call. Or they're just talking in the cars, or they're at the beach, or wherever they are. They're just filling time. They're bored. And that's the problem.
All right, fine. Of course, is it that children are more susceptible because the skull is much thinner and the way the radiation then would get into the brain more readily? Is that the problem?
Yes, it's the electromagnetic. See, the signal comes from a microwave tower. The electromagnetic field comes in through the antenna. As I said, half goes into space and the rest forms around the side of the head and through the phone. And when they have that phone to their ear and when they're talking to their friends day and night, that radiation is going into their skulls.
Well, of course, basically, doesn't the cell phone itself generate the radiation? It is not only a receiver, it's a transmitter as well.
Well, it's transmitting what's coming from the microwave tower.
When you talk into it, don't you actually generate an electromagnetic field?
Not when you're talking into it, because depending on your distance from the microwave tower and the strength of the signal, some phones have more radiation than others. And there's an important site for your listeners called CNET, CNET.com. If you go there, every make of phone is there, and they list the highest and lowest radiation level phones.
But, of course, in other words, the transmission from your phone, because your phone is transmitting to the antenna, not the antenna. When you're talking, why, of course, you're transmitting, aren't you? And isn't that creating radiation?
Well, it's not creating radiation because the radiation came in off the antenna. I tell people to get a phone with a long antenna. The farther it's away, every centimeter is important. But if you look at the phones today, you can't see the antenna. They put it right in the phone because it looks good. So it's right against your ear. So the signal from the microwave tower is transmitting electromagnetic field of radiation into your phone through the antenna. Okay?
Right.
And when you've got that phone against your ear, the radiation is coming through the holes, the slits you listen through, into the soft tissue of your ear where the nerves and blood cells are.
And in other words, then the cell phone itself does not generate any waves at all?
It receives the strength of the signal. For instance, there was a study came out of Sweden a couple of years ago that people who live in rural areas could receive twice as much radiation because they had to increase the strength of the signal because of the distance to reach their phones. So they were receiving more radiation.
And certainly then the cell phone itself doesn't create radiation as you talk back to the antenna.
No, it's not creating it. It's there from the signal.
I see.
And as I say, the farther you are from the signal, they have to increase the strength of the signal.
And then what you're suggesting then is the cell phone doesn't send a signal out itself.
No, it's receiving the signal.
But what about when you're talking? You must be
Well, you're in contact. You're in contact through the microwave tower.
Right, right.
The signal has come in. When you make a call, like sometimes when you're traveling and you may be in a poor call area. For instance, we were in Arizona in a high cliff mountainous area. You couldn't use your cell phone because the signal from the tower couldn't get through to you. Okay.
All right, fine. Now, what other tumors do we have besides brain tumors? Are there any other tumors associated with the use of cell phones?
There's three types of tumors. The one that I mentioned about Ted Kennedy is called a glioma. There's a cancer of a salivary gland near the ear called a parotid. And then the acoustic neuroma, which is a tumor found near the ear, is the most common one. And a lot of people, I'm getting 15, 20 reports of tumors a week now just talking to people. I was talking to a lady here a couple weeks ago in her son's class, a 14-year-old, heavy cell phone user, has a tumor behind his ear. I was playing golf a few weeks ago, and a gentleman asked me what I did. And when I told him, he said, oh, my goodness, my wife is a real estate agent. She's on the cell phone and cordless phone 10 hours a day. She has a tumor behind her ear.
But behind your ear, are you talking about the acoustic neuroma or something else?
Acoustic neuroma, yeah.
All right, fine.
Right behind the ear. So there's a growth there. And if that growth gets large, it's going to cause disruption.
All right, for our listeners, of course, the acoustic neuroma is a tumor of the eighth cranial nerve. Of course, the cranial nerve, actually the eighth cranial nerve is the auditory and balance nerve, and it carries the impulses both back and forth, really back from the ear back into the brain itself, so you can hear. All right, fine. Well, I know, certainly then it's all of the tumors around the head. Is there any other, what about other tumors in the body? Is it primarily head tumors we're
talking
about?
It's mainly head tumors. I mean, I've had people report tumor. You know, people keep the phone on their hip, and I've had people call me over the years, Shelley, I have a tumor on my hip. And I said, there's no proof the cell phone caused it. They say, I know, but I don't keep it there anymore. But you see, everybody's got it on their hip. One of the studies that I posted on CPR News showed that it affects men's fertility, keeping the phone on their hip. And it lowers their sperm count. And 3 weeks ago, the UCLA University researcher concluded a study, women who are pregnant who use cell phones during pregnancy can affect the child's behavior and increase levels of autism.
All right. Well, I think that certainly seems to me very logical that we would have very real problems from this concentrated radiation there. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Shelley. Is it Kalnitsky?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Shelley Kalnitsky, and we're talking about the danger of cell phones. And so basically, is there any effort on the part of any group to actually outlaw cell phones or to actually restrict their use and to warn people of the potential danger of cancer? Because certainly, obviously, the companies know, and they're doing everything they can to keep it secret. And yet, of course, there's scientific studies definitely show, not only from Europe, but even some scientific studies here show there is a causal relationship between brain cancer and the use of cell phones. So is there any effort to get legislation through to change this situation?
Well, what's happened, I mean, years ago, the cell phone industry is kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. They care about their customers, but it's big business. And for years, early years, nobody knew that cell phones were potentially hazardous. But the studies have come out, and 7 years ago, the cell industry told the U.S. government cell phones are safe and shields do not work. The BBC in England found out they have a patent to put a shield inside the cell phone. They've had it for over 7 years, and the headline from the London Times, "Mobile Manufacturers Patent Cancer Shield." That's the headline in the newspaper. That was in 2001. Now, if they put the shield in, it's a mission they've been lying all these years. So they're kind of in a quandary. But the information is starting to come out. There's been a lack of information in this country. But 2.5 months ago, Dr. Karana, a world-renowned neurosurgeon in Australia, after a 15-month study, said cell phones could cause more cancer than cigarettes. And 2.5 weeks ago, Larry King, first time ever, there's been a story in the United States, did an hour on, "Are Cell Phones Dangerous?" And he had on the show Johnny Cochran's widow and neurosurgeon. And we all remember Johnny Cochran, the famous O.J. Simpson lawyer.
Yeah, if the gloves don't fit, you got to acquit.
There you go, you got to acquit. Well, 3 years ago, he died of a brain tumor. And his daughter at that time on television said, "The cell phone killed my father. The tumor was right behind his ear." Now, on the Larry King show, his widow and the neurosurgeon were a little cautious. They didn't want to, "Well, we're not sure, blah, 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 we don't know." And Dr. Karana from Australia was on that show, you know, talking about the dangers of cell phones. And as I say, it's big business, and you don't hear anything. And anyone today, by the way, who says cell phones are safe has either not done any research or is funded by the cell phone industry. Let me give you the best example. About 4 years ago, I was doing a spot on Showtime, and they sent a camera crew to interview me. And while they were interviewing me, they said, "Shelley, Professor Muldoor, University of Wisconsin, says cell phones are safe. What's your reaction?" I said, "Professor Muldoor was interviewed by Matt Lauer on the NBC Morning Show and made the same statement." And then Matt Lauer said, "But Professor, aren't you funded by the cell phone industry?" He goes, "Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with it." Okay? So draw your own conclusions.
Well, I think that fortunately we have the best scientists that money could buy and who are prostituting.
Money that money can buy, exactly. Right. Now, I want to talk about cordless phones, too, because cordless phones are equal or worse than cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall years ago when you had a cordless phone, it was a weak radio signal. If you left the room or went outside, you lost the call. Well, now you can be a block and a half from the base, you don't lose the call. They've gone from 200 megahertz of radio wave to 900 megahertz of microwave, 2 to 3 gigs of power, and they're getting stronger. So what I did was I made a larger shield called the 3000, the size of a quarter, for cordless phones, sent it to the U.S. lab to test, and it blocked up to 97% of the radiation going into your ear, and I'm on one right now, and I'm on a cordless phone like 10 hours a day. And by the way, a lot of people are very sensitive. They get heat, headache, tiredness, hard of hearing, short-term memory loss. And these people are sensitive. I get calls and emails after they put the wave shield on. Shelly, my phone isn't hot. I'm not getting headaches. My hearing has improved. So, as I said, I've been doing this, and I talk to a lot of health groups, and I try to educate people about not using the cell phone as much as they do. Cut down non-essential calls. But people are addicted to it. Right?
All right. Now, basically, what do? You have to take off then the earpiece and insert the shield. Is this how it works?
No, the shield goes over the holes. It goes directly on the surface over the holes that you listen through.
Does it actually glue in place? How does it hold
it has
in place?
On the rim, it has a very strong adhesive. So you make sure the surface is clean because wax from your ear gets on. It's on a piece of plastic inside the package. You lift it off. You center it over the part you listen through. Press the edges of the rim down, and you're all set. You won't even feel it. It doesn't interfere with the closing of a flip top. And I make two styles. I make a round one, and I introduced 6 months ago a new slim style for all the new small flat phones that have that little slim listening area near the top.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment here with Shelley, and we'll welcome your calls when we return. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinking Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinking Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinking Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinking Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinking Mate and wake up feeling great.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Shelley Kelvinsky. And, of course, before we go on, Shelley, I'd like you to go ahead and get your website out and telephone number and any material you'd like to get out.
Sure. It's waveshield.com. And if you want to watch the Larry King show, it's right on the front page. You can watch that show they did. Waveshield.com. And my toll-free number to answer any questions in Florida is 866-989-9147.
One more time.
866-989-9147.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Shelley, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Now, what are they doing in Europe? Are they restricting the use of cell phones at all?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. In Sweden, I saw a report, and I know in Britain, they will not allow anyone under 9 years of age to use a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
But not in this country. Hey, 5- and 6-year-olds, they're catering. Be in touch with mommy, right? Because it's big business. You have 12 to 15,000 activations a day in the United States of cell phones. And children, as I say, are at the greatest risk. So we need to cut that down. There was a 17-year-old girl in London, England, died of a brain tumor. Her mother said she was on the phone constantly. And the doctor examined the body and said, I cannot prove it, but there's a definite connection between her use of the cell phone and the tumor. And I'm hearing this all the time now. I'm just getting more and more reports. And the forecast, as I said, by 2015, we're going to have up to 500,000 tumors a year from cell phones and cordless phones.
All right, fine. Now, basically, what about these other units that people have now, where, of course, they'll have hands-off cell phones?
Right. Hey, I don't need the shield. I use the headset.
Right.
Studies showed that the wired headsets conduct up to 3 times more radiation into your ear than if you just put the phone against your head. And the first major study I saw was actually in the year 2000 by the most powerful consumer protection group in England. And more studies have come out. So what I did was I replaced the wire going into your ear with an air tube, like a stethoscope. So only air and sound goes into your ear, zero radiation. And that product is on our website, waveshield.com. You can read all about it. And another product that's really popular, the Bluetooth. Because there's no wire. There's millions of them out there.
Sure.
Well, the signal from the phone carries radiation right into your ear. Okay?
Right.
They're very dangerous. But people are using them, and they tend to talk more because it's so convenient.
All right. Well, we've got Dave calling from Illinois. Sorry, Dave, do you have a question or comment?
A comment for your guest. I want to correct about one thing. Cell phones do transmit. They sure do. I mean, cell phone is a high-tech. All it is a cell phone is just a high-tech walkie-talkie, and it does put out RF, so it receives and transmits. So I think both are problems. When you're talking, you're definitely transmitting RF, no doubt about it. That's half the problem, I would say.
Well, you're right. I'm glad you brought that up because I've received about 20 emails of video with 4 people took a cell phone and they called each other, so the phones were active. And they put the 4 phones in a circle and put kernels of popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, and the popcorn popped. You can see it in the video. And everybody's saying, oh, that's phony, that's whatever. A lady called me yesterday. Her daughter and 3 friends tried it, and it worked.
Sure.
So you're right. The radiation is coming off the phone as well.
Well. Sure. I mean, it's nothing but a high-tech walkie-talkie is what it is. And so, whenever you transmit, you are putting out RF. It's very weak, but it is putting it out. But what amazes me, what amazes me about cell phones, I don't have one myself, the reason we're talking about, but I also think it's a privacy issue. But, you know, what amazes me is how well they do get out. So, and that may be because of the frequency, I don't know. But it is a marvelous technology. But for reasons you talk about, that's why I don't have a cell phone.
Well, I tell you, I don't have one either.
I use one about an hour a month in my car with my radiation-free headset, so both hands on the wheel. Because, as you know, laws are passing state by state, both hands on the wheel. July 1 was California, Washington. New Mexico was last year. New York, New Jersey, the city of Chicago, because there's too many accidents. And Florida is going to follow soon, and eventually every state will.
Now, one more question for you. You talk about this thing you sell, but I've been of the opinion, and I'd be wrong, I've told friends of mine, well, if you just keep the thing away from your head, you should be okay. That's not true?
That is true. Every centimeter counts. Like speaker phones, mm-hmm. or somebody said they had a BlackBerry that the phone was like 2-3 inches in front of them and away from their ear. That's important. Every centimeter counts. There's still radiation, but again, it's weaker levels.
Now, you talk about the Bluetooth. You said that's dangerous as well?
Yes, because the signal from the phone carries radiation right into your ear.
Now, is that the things that see people talk with the thing stuck in their ears? Is that a Bluetooth?
Yeah, it's a Bluetooth, and they tend to talk more because it's really convenient.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, fine. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. What about these units where they just have a little little microphone in the ear, and then there's a wire going on down to the cell phone?
Well, that's what I mean. The wire, they give those free to you, the wired headsets. The wire actually increases up to 3 times as much radiation into your ear than if you just put the phone directly against your ear. They are very dangerous. As I said earlier, so I took that wired headset and replaced from the microphone up, I put an air tube. So only air and sound goes into your ear, zero radiation. There's still radiation in the wire, but it's not usually touching you or it's moving around. But now there's no radiation going into your ear.
All right, fine. Of course, all these things then are listed on your website.
Yeah, they're all at waveshield.com. Everything is there. And as I said, if anyone wants to call me tomorrow, okay, because I'm in Florida 3 hours later, at 866-989-9147, I'd be very happy to answer any of their questions. There was another study that came out that autism studies over the past 5 years of research on children with autism showed that autism rates have increased concurrently along with the increased use of cell phones. And the studies also suggest that electromagnetic radiation from wireless devices works in conjunction with environmental and genetic factors to cause autism. Isn't that interesting?
Well, is there any studies on that, or could that just simply be a time frame where it could just be a coincidence?
Yeah, I don't know. This was sent to me. I have a blog that has a lot of amazing information on it. It's called waveshield.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Larry King show's on there, the information about Ted Kennedy, the one about pregnant women using cell phones, how it affects the child's behavior. And there was a whole bunch of other articles just came out this past week from around the world. So the evidence is mounting and growing. As I say, there's just more and more. I'm getting more and more reports of tumors every week now.
Are there any good books on this? Have you written a book as such?
I haven't written a book on this. There was a book, and I don't have it in front of me, written by two well-known doctors in the U.S. And it's a softcover book, and they did a 10-year study on both thermal and non-thermal energy going into the ear. And the title of their book is Cell Phones, RF Radiation, Medical Menaces of a Modern Day Convenience. Okay? That's the title of the book, Medical Menaces of a Modern Day Convenience. And it was written by two well-known doctors. And by the way, I have distributors around the world. My biggest market is the health field. I have doctors who buy my shields to sell to their patients. I have health stores, wellness, mainly people who are involved in health, and they want to help people out just in case. And that's what I tell people. There is no absolute proof cell phones cause cancer or tumors, but the evidence is mounting, and WaveShield is a proven and tested product that reduces the potential health risk. So, you know, don't take a chance.
Well, how expensive is a WaveShield, say, for a regular cell phone?
$19.95.
Okay.
And for a cordless phone, $19.95. And the radiation-free headsets are $39.95.
Okay, fine. And basically, once again, give your website there in case people would like to get to you.
Right. It's thewaveshield.com.
Okay. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. This is 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, the great tragedy is, of course, that there are so many things now they're putting out that are producing cancer. And, of course, they're having devastating effect on our society. And, of course, one of the tragedies, great tragedies, is a child with a brain tumor. And, of course, there are treatments for it, but they're not allowed to be used. You have to ask yourself, why not? Dr. Baczynski's treatment, those of you who heard me talking about it, why wouldn't you allow treatments for the cancer? Well, why are we allowing children to use something that common sense logic tells you would be damaging to them because their skulls are very, very thin? And of course, they're going to get so much more radiation than a person like myself with a very, very heavy, of course, skull. But, of course, we have no protection going through our auditory meatus where the sound goes into our inner ear. Well, certainly, is anybody else doing studies on that in the United States?
Not in the U.S. I haven't seen anything. In Britain, the Stewart Commission, a Dr. Stewart, I mentioned some of the symptoms. He took students who used cell phones before they went into class, and for the next 45 minutes, their memory was all foggy, their short-term memory.
Really?
Okay. I've got friends, and I keep putting wave shields on the phone, they keep switching phones, blah blah blah. I've got a friend who thinks he's getting Alzheimer's. I said, no, you got short-term memory loss. He's on that phone for 10 hours a day, and he just loves, you know, somebody's got to call him or he's calling somebody, and that's why it's become addictive. It's a wonderful product for emergencies to stay in touch with people, but it's used way too much.
Well, how about just a regular telephone? You know, that
a wired phones in your home are safe. That's a radio wave. And if you have an old cordless, okay, it's probably back into the radio wave because you can't go very far from the house with it. Okay,
right.
So that's a radio wave. But they've gotten – I had a gentleman call me from his car once. He said, Shelley, I was 2.5 blocks from my office. My phone went dead, and I took a look. I had taken the cordless phone by mistake, 2.5 blocks from his office. Now, we have another major problem, microwave towers.
Okay.
And for years now, they're putting up more and more because lead from buildings interferes with the signal, so they're putting on top of buildings. I had a lady call me from New Jersey. Shelley, they want to put a microwave tower in my neighborhood. What do you think? I said, well, it can't be good for your property value, and would you live under hydro wires today knowing what we now know? Another gentleman called me and said, Shelley, I got a parochial school for free, but there's a microwave tower over it. I said, well, you've got radiation falling on that school 24 hours a day. And then a gentleman called me a couple weeks ago. He said, Shelley, they put a microwave tower near my house. I can feel the heat on the side of the house. What should I do? I said, move.
Now, okay? What's the difference between microwave and regular radio beams?
Well, microwave is giving off electromagnetic, an EMF field. It's electromagnetic, you know, it's a radiation field coming off the tower.
Right.
And, in fact, there was a study out of Sweden a couple years ago that people who live in rural areas, and they're farther from the tower, they have to increase the strength of the signal to reach them so they get more radiation in that call. And as I said, there is a website, CNET. If you're going to buy a new phone, you can see which are the highest and lowest radiation phones. Okay? But
right.
It's a serious problem. And, speaker phones are better because you're not in contact with. Speaker phones in the car are better. There's still some radiation in the car, but it's not right up against you, and it doesn't have that intensity. And a little anecdote. Two journalists in Europe, they took an egg in the shell that you buy from your grocery store, they put it in a porcelain dish. They took their cell phones and they called each other. They were standing together, so the phones were active. They put a phone on either side of the dish, and in 65 minutes, the egg was cooked hard.
Mm-hmm.
From the heat and radiation of the phones.
Well, is it really the heat or is it primarily the radiation?
Yeah, it's the radiation. And that's what we have to protect ourselves from. So, you know, cut out non-essential calls. If you can find a phone with a long antenna, make sure you pull it out because every centimeter is important because the signal comes in off that antenna. And they used to have a little stub on top. That's even disappeared now. You look at all the phones now, you don't see the antenna. It's built into the phone because it looks good. It's all marketing. And this is what's going on. 5-6 weeks ago, more and more people are using cell phones in their home because they're getting better pricing deals. And depending where you live, sometimes you can't receive the signal, you get a poor weak signal, you lose the call. About 5-6 weeks ago in Las Vegas, the wireless industry had a convention. And I've got the headlines right in front of me. And they're all excited. They have created a little in-house mini-box cell tower that you can buy and have right in your living room so you don't miss a call. Isn't that exciting?
Not as far as I'm concerned, because I've been concerned about cell phones for a long time.
Okay. So they're all excited. They've got a little wire. I've got the headlines here. It says, wireless phone providers look at in-house cell towers. This is from a Las Vegas show about 6 weeks ago. As I said, and there's a lot of phony products out there. There's a lot of, I've got a dozen in my drawer. There's a lot of shields out there you can buy for 99 cents, $4, if you want a phone decoration. And now there's a whole bunch of chips and little discs that go on the back or side of the phone. They claim to harmonize and neutralize the radiation. If they really worked, they would interfere with the signal. And I can prove it. I've done this in a corporate office, and we actually did it on a commercial in Germany. Shelley, how do we know your material blocks anything? I said, I'll prove it to you. You have a speakerphone. Call Bob's cell phone sitting next to me. He calls, and you hear them talking. I said, hang up. I take Bob's cell phone. I take a large piece of my material, and I cover the top half of the phone where the antenna is. I said, go ahead and call the phone. And what you hear on the speaker is, the number you're calling is not available. I blocked the signal. Now, if I want to block all the radiation, I cover the whole phone with my material, but you wouldn't be able to receive a call. So all I'm doing is blocking what's coming into your ear without affecting reception, because, again, the ear is the highest absorption rate of radiation in the body, and that's where most reports of tumors and health problems are. So all these other products that claim to harmonize, neutralize radiation, if they really worked, they would interfere with the signal. Okay?
Whereas yours does not interfere in any way with the signal.
Does not interfere with the signal. I'm on one now. I'm on a cordless phone now with the WaveShield 3000 talking to you.
All right. Well, it sounds like a fascinating idea. And has anybody else tried to do the same thing? Or are you quite unique?
Well, they couldn't find the material. It's a patented material that I said was originally used to protect workers working in radioactive environments. I'm the only one in the world using it for this purpose. And as I said, I have distributors in Australia, in Europe, Canada. I spend most of my time here in the U.S., as I say, talking to health groups and working with a lot of people in the medical field who buy my products at wholesale to distribute to their patients and friends. So this is what I do. I'm on this cordless phone 10 hours a day, but I have the WaveShield on. And yeah.
Well, I will tell you, you sound awfully good. I'm amazed that you are actually on a cordless phone. Is a cordless phone or is this a cell phone?
It's a cordless phone.
Okay, fine.
That's what I'm on all the time. And, by the way, if anybody's a moviegoer, I got a call about 3 years ago. There's a movie out there called Thank You for Smoking. And a friend of mine said, go and see it and you'll know why in the last scene. And what it is, it's a satire on the tobacco industry, and they're telling the U.S. government cigarettes are safe. Okay? And in the last scene of the movie, a lobbyist is in front of the cell manufacturers and says, so gentlemen, how do you want me to cover up the fact that cell phones cause cancer? It's right in the movie, Thank You for Smoking.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us, Shelley.
Thank
really
you for having me on.
Bye-bye.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Jettison Communication Network, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like, of course, to help us so we can continue doing what we're doing, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, certainly if you'd like to understand what they're doing in other ways to hurt us and harm us, you really need to get our 4-tape set on genetically altered food. Just genetically altered foods, 4-tape or 4-CD set, give you tremendous insight into the fact that they really are, contaminating the food that we eat. They don't allow this into Europe. You have to understand it's only here in the United States. A massive experiment, and they've now literally all of the corn, all of the soybeans, all of the cotton, we can make cottonseed oil out of that, all of the canola crops are contaminated here simply by pollination, and they know what they've done. And we are all, of course, eating, ingesting food. If we eat those items, that has potentially, and I should not say potentially, has very real effects on our human bodies. They know what they're doing. They're wicked and the evil people. And, of course, you certainly will want to hear my interview I did last night with Percy Schmeiser, who is a fellow who Canadian who actually took on Monsanto and eventually won. And, of course, the Canadian Supreme Court held that Monsanto had contaminated the fields all over Canada and were liable for what they have done. And, of course, they're doing the same thing. They're contaminating the rice crops here in California by genetically altering it. And not only that, but the pollen can get into the vegetables and begin to alter them. We have a real problem. You really need to get our material on genetically altered foods. And then, of course, they're poisoning us with fluoride in the water. And if you have never heard my talk on the hidden agenda, because it's all about population control, it comes with a wonderful syllabus, and we really recommend this syllabus, the Hidden Agenda syllabus. And you know, basically what this is doing, of course, it has a profound impact on women's as far as the fertility is concerned, a profound impact on men. It lowers their sperm count. It lowers their testosterone level. It increases the incidence of Down syndrome. It lowers the intelligence rate. It has, like, it's carcinogenic, especially in young boys, but even in general populations, a significant increase in cancer. In areas with fluoridated water, of course, it interferes with your thyroid gland because the fluoride competes with the iodine, and then you get all sorts of thyroid abnormalities, of course, endocrine dysfunction. You get soft and brittle bones, all from fluoride, water fluoridation. You need to get our syllabus on the hidden agenda, and you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. They're poisoning us with mercury in our teeth. They're poisoning us with dental fillings. They're poisoning us with the mercury that's in the influenza vaccine. And literally every vaccine that is not a live virus, all of them have some element of mercury, even though they've tried to take it out, and they say they've tried to take it out. You need to get our four tape set. I'm sorry, it's a DVD by Dr. David Ayoub. It's called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. The Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. And if you get that, you get absolutely free along with it a CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of scientific studies on mercury. And they know how toxic it is. They just don't want you to know that they're poisoning your children. And they know what we're doing. We also have a couple of other DVDs on mercury. We have two four-tape sets on mercury. We have the book Evidence of Harm. And of course, this goes into autism. And we've got a great book on autism by Neil Miller, specifically on autism. And you really want to get this information. You probably want to get his other book. It's called Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? They're only $9.95 plus shipping. Very important. You've got to understand that they're out to destroy the life of your children. And if you don't care, why, nobody else will. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We're going to be back very, very shortly with the second hour. And, of course, that program is going to be with our good friend John Stormer, who wrote None Dare Call It Treason.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through.